I was a scammer myself a few years ago. I went to prison. I went to prison for a year and a half.
Ah, so you weren't a victim. You were the hacker.
I was the hacker, and I just wanted to tell everyone how easy it is for any scam artist to get hold of the details. I mean, I work as a security consultant now, as a contractor, going around companies talking about security. All a scammer, all I needed is a name and a date of birth to get everything of the customer's details. So for example, if I had a date of birth and I had a name, I would call up that person, if I had the number as well, and pretend to be the bank. And you'd be surprised how many people gave all the details over the phone. So
And what did you then do with those details? Did you then raid their bank account?
It started off as taking what they had in the bank account. Then it went on to applying for loans. Then slowly it went on to it excelled over months and months. So I went on to selling the details, and eventually it was. I mean, some days I had 5,200 accounts that I had used on the same day. And it's just so easy. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now what I do is I work as a security consultant. Mm. And you'd be surprised. I go around companies and how they're not compliant in data protection. It's ridiculous. Actually, I won't name any companies because it might get them into a lot of trouble. But what they do is they stay uncompliant until they get the reviews done, and they usually know when the reviews are going to happen. So they do a hot fix for that review and get the system all compliant and stuff like that.
So they're effectively papering over the cracks for that review, and then those cracks appear again and people fall into them.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the talk, I mean, if they knew about the issues they had. Mm. I mean, somebody up there definitely knew what was going on and the risks and the implications of if it got found out.
Can I ask on there, sorry to cut across you, can I ask you how long you were doing this scamming for?
Scamming, I started off at the age of 16, sorry, and it slowly excelled into something. It becomes like a drug. It becomes like a drug. You can't control it.
And how much money did you make?
I think in the regions of £700,000, I think it was. So £700,000, that was cash, because once you get the person's details and you get the money, it's not as simple as you put it into your own bank account. They have to go through a process so you don't get caught.
£700,000.
£700,000, which I was made to repay back, and. I got sent down for 1.5 years. Well, it was 3 years. So I came out in 1.5 years, and I'm trying to go around talking about how easy it is to do the scams, and you shouldn't trust anyone who calls you and tells you you're the bank or the anyone for that matter. And you shouldn't give any details whatsoever, even if it is your phone number. Because if I just had your phone number, I could just call up and pretend I'm from the bank saying your account's been hacked into and I'm going to need to reset your security information. And obviously at that time, you would think, okay, oh my God, I need to change my details. And at the time, you might not be thinking straight and straight away, give me your details. So that's how it usually works. You play on the emotions. Yeah.
Ahmed, look, I'm pleased that you were forced to pay that money back. I'm pleased that you were punished for what you did, but I'm glad too that you are using those for better means now, the skills that you had to advise people how not to get caught by it. Thank you very much indeed for your call. £700,000 cash, 50 to 100 accounts a day. Like that, easy, no problem.